What if you, yes, you, could create a podcast, a real show, right from your phone? Sounds wild, doesn't it? But it's not just a daydream. With a creative spark and a dash of AI, you can turn that one tiny idea you've been holding on to into something incredible. Thanks to tools like Jellypod.ai, the process is streamlined, and honestly, it's so much simpler than you think. I'm Nova Vox, and in each episode, I'll give you strategies, tips, and know-how to build something truly unique, your very own podcast, your way. So let me ask you, are you ready? Ready to step into this world where your ideas come alive, where every episode will echo with your passion? The future of storytelling and podcasting is waiting. Today, we're diving into one of the most fundamental questions any aspiring podcaster asks themselves. What should I talk about? It sounds simple, right? But deciding on that one topic that not only inspires you, but keeps your listeners hooked, that's a journey in itself. Let's start with brainstorming. Now, I know, brainstorming can feel like staring at a blank canvas, waiting for inspiration to strike. But here's the thing. Your canvas isn't as blank as you think. What are some of your hobbies, the things you talk about endlessly with your friends? Now imagine turning one of those conversations into a podcast episode. For example, if you're someone who loves baking, what if your podcast explored baking beyond borders, traditional recipes from around the world, right from your kitchen? But here's where it gets interesting. Beyond just knowing what excites you, think about the long term. A podcast isn't just one episode, it's a series. So ask yourself, will I still be passionate about this topic 6 months down the road? A good trick is asking yourself if you're learning from your own research, because if you're growing, your audience will be too. And let's be real, your podcast idea has got to serve two critical purposes. It has to light something up in you, but it also has to resonate with your audience. Listeners connect when they can sense your enthusiasm. I mean, can you imagine listening to someone talk about hiking when it's clear they've never set foot on a trail? Right. It just doesn't work. This is where niche podcasts really shine. Narrowing your focus could unlock an attentive and loyal audience. It's like the difference between throwing a dinner party for food lovers or for vegan entrepreneurs in tech. One's broad, the other feels like it was designed just for you. Take something like a podcast dedicated to single parents navigating dating. It's specific, but relatable to the right crowd. And that connection, that's gold. I've seen podcasters who elevate their niches into art forms. There's one about military veterans launching startups. Can you believe that? Their episodes blend personal stories with actionable advice. It's like they're saying, here's our experience, and here's how it might help you. That mix of personal fulfillment and audience value is the sweet spot every podcaster should aim for. So, as you brainstorm your own podcast idea, lean into what excites and energizes you. If it's knitting, cryptocurrency, or even the bizarre history of roadside attractions, own it. Start digging into what makes that topic special to you and why others would care. And who knows? You might just find that topic that feels like it was meant for you to speak on. All right, so you've honed in on a topic that sparks your interest and has the potential to captivate an audience. But what if you're still feeling a bit stuck or unsure? Here's where our modern-day brainstorming assistant, AI, steps into the picture. AI tools, like ChatGPT, can be like having an endless well of ideas on tap. Need inspiration for episodes within your chosen theme? These tools can simulate a back-and-forth brainstorming session, tossing out ideas based on what's trending or what appeals to a specific demographic. For example, let's say your podcast is about personal finance. You could ask the AI to come up with episodes targeting young professionals navigating their first budget or highlight stories of unconventional savings hacks. It's like having a co-creator who works at the speed of light. And it's not just about generating a flood of ideas. AI can help you refine them. Let's say you're torn between covering eco-friendly travel destinations or how to pack sustainably. You could use AI to explore which topic seems to resonate more with your intended audience or which has enough material for multiple episodes. That insight? Invaluable. But, and this is a biggie, AI isn't perfect. The suggestions it generates are only as good as the data it's trained on. This can sometimes introduce biases or surface ideas that feel a little off. So, how do you navigate this? The key is validation. Cross-check the AI's outputs with reliable sources, audience research, or even your own personal experiences. Basically, think of AI as a collaborator, not the final decision maker. For example, if an AI suggests that yoga for new mums is trending, you'd want to dig deeper. Does the idea align with your expertise or enthusiasm? Is it backed by genuine data or just a quirky suggestion? And hey, you can even use AI to help investigate, asking follow-ups like, "What's trending in wellness podcasts?" or "What's the audience size for yoga content?" Use the tech to its fullest capacity, but keep yourself in the driver's seat. Once you get into a rhythm, AI becomes a truly creative partner. It can help you uncover angles you might have missed or spin new dimensions out of old topics. Got an episode about productivity hacks? The AI might suggest a subtopic like how different cultures define productivity. With each layer, your ideas get sharper and more unique. And, you know, there's something special about how AI enhances the creative process. Think of it as a brainstorming buddy who's never tired, doesn't judge any idea as too wild, and is always ready with the next prompt. When used wisely, it's like unlocking an extra layer of creative flow. So, let's talk about the real game changers for podcast creators. AI-driven creative tools. These aren't just convenient add-ons, they're revolutionizing how we approach everything from planning to production. Take Adobe's AI tools, for instance. They're designed to flatten that steep learning curve. Imagine working on visuals for your podcast, say your cover art, and instead of wrestling with Photoshop menus, you simply say, "Add a sunset background here," and boom, it's done. These tools let you focus on the fun, the creative, instead of getting bogged down in the technicalities. And here's where it gets even better for beginner podcasters. Often, one of the biggest challenges is figuring out how to tie everything together: content, editing, visuals. With AI, you're guided step by step, making the process smoother and, honestly, way less intimidating. It's like having a producer, graphic designer, and editor all rolled into one. But, you know, with a voice command interface. Of course, it's not just about simplifying tasks, it's about empowerment. AI lets us, as creators, dive deeper into our ideas because we're not shackled by tool constraints. What used to take hours, like perfecting sound edits or matching visuals, now happens in minutes. And that means more time for storytelling, engaging with your audience, and creating what truly resonates. In fact, I use AI in almost everything I do. These tools help me explore, experiment, and even push boundaries. They remind me that storytelling isn't static, it evolves. And AI? AI ensures that no matter your skill level, you can evolve with it. Whether you're finding new ways to approach a topic or crafting an immersive experience for listeners, you're always discovering. So, here's the takeaway. Tools like these aren't replacing creativity. They're enhancing it, allowing us to connect with bigger, more diverse audiences on a completely different level. Podcasting used to feel like a solo gig sometimes, but with AI, it's more like having a whole creative support team. And that wraps up our conversation for today. I hope this episode sparked some ideas and gave you the confidence to explore AI as a collaborative partner in your creative process. Remember, the tools are here not to diminish your role as a creator,
but to amplify your voice. And that, truly, is exciting. And on that note, we'll pick up next time with a deep dive on breaking your topic into a series and keeping your listeners hooked from one episode to the next. Until then, keep creating, and I'll see you next time.